is somebody who has an idea that becomes a passion, and that is someone who wants to pursue that idea. What makes him different from any other entrepreneur is that it is the work itself that drives primarily. So they get out of bed in the morning because the idea itself, whether it's a create a piece of work or a service or whatever it is actually pushing. It's the profit motive is not the primary motive. We work with all art forms, obviously, you know, performing, literary, visual, all that stuff. But we work with design, we work with new media, we work with software developers, we work with musicians, work with companies setting up services, we work with companies creating products such as, you know, design in terms of ceramics, or design in terms of wall hangings, or, you know, all those sort of different kind of businesses. When you go to a statutory business support agency, for example, your values are something that are completely different from anything that they understand and what they're used to. And some of the things that I do running my organisation, which is about helping creative businesses to be more professional and to be more successful, is actually not feeling that you have to apologise for that. And so my fight has been for some time is to say to people in the creative sector, yes, we are improvisational entrepreneurs, but that's okay, because improvisation is about who we are. They are all, no, not all, but a lot of them are people who are eligible to apply for different funding grants should they need it. But that's not the primary route to them earning. This is essentially about being able to get into the marketplace, whatever their marketplace is. But we did some research that then led to the creation of CEDA. And what we were finding is that in the UK, we're good at teaching people to be creative. We're really, really bad at teaching them to earn from that creativity. And that is beginning to change now, you know, and the universities and the art schools and things are taking on the kind of the enterprise agenda, if I can put it like that. But it's still unrealistic. You know, graduates are still coming out of all the different art schools, all the different universities, with unrealistic expectations of the kind of jobs that they can get in the real world. I had a girl walk into my office the other day. She'd just done a four-year degree at a university, sort of mid-England university. And I'd love to name it, but I don't. And she said, I'm an actress. I said, oh, that's very nice. Said, yes, I've just finished my degree in theatre. I'm an actress. I need you to get me an audition at the West Yorkshire Playhouse. And I just sat there and looked at her and I thought, you don't have the slightest idea of how this business works. Not the slightest idea. And you've got a four-year degree behind you. So, you know, the outrage is that kids' expectations, unrealistic expectations, are being exploited. When you see the boxes of application forms that go forward for someone to get a be interviewed for a part, and they just get binned. You know, they've been to this university and that university and this unheard of college and that college. Binned. They don't even get to the interview stage. And it's the same in all the different bits of the sector. But I think the big thing is, as the universities start to engage with the employability and enterprise agenda, they're wheeling people in from the business school, or they're wheeling in other lecturers that sort of say, okay, you know, this is how you do cash flow, this is how you do marketing. And really, that's not the point. The starting point is, where's your head? You know, where are you attitudinally? And so that's really why I, after working with these people for 7 years, yeah, you know, sure. I did this conference in Albania in February. And the guy who was organising it said to me, Anna Maria, what is the difference between a creative entrepreneur and any other? Just explain that to me. And so that's when I actually had to sit down and say, well, actually, what are the things that make a creative entrepreneur different? The context in which they operate is different. You know, we don't conform to the normal, you know, create the product and then replicate it and then distribute it. A lot of the initial work that we do is collaborative, so, you know, sometimes a song doesn't exist until it's been sung and it's had a music put to it and it's been recorded, and it'll change shape, a play will change shape from the page to the stage, you know, all those sorts of things. So it's very difficult to define the way the product's developed for us, but what's important is some of the attitudes that you bring when you're actually when you're actually setting yourself up. I identified 10 particular behaviours. Not to say that they are particular to the creative sector, but they are particular within the context of the creative sector. And in our experience, if you don't have at least most of these to some degree or another, then you're facing very great difficulty.
Mm.
I think there are probably three that I would... Although, God, now looking at the list as I'm sitting there talking to you, thinking, well, no, I can't do without that. But anyway, but I think clearly integrity is important. Integrity is fundamental in terms of people coming into this sector, actually believing in what they do, having a sense of values about the way they do it, and following that through, come hell or high water. The other one would be optimism, I would say. You know, this is such a tough world to get in, and everybody is a natural and qualified critic. No matter what you do, anybody walking down the street is somehow qualified to make a criticism or do a review mm-hmm. of what you do. And how do you deal with that? So the kind of operating in the hope of success rather than the fear of failure is a really key thing. And then I suppose the third thing is risk-taking, because risk is absolutely fundamental to people working in this sector. But risk for its own sake is not interesting. Informed risk is what's interesting. Mm-hmm. So it's actually the creative, the artist, making sure that when they're taking these risks, that they've actually thought about them and they're not just going into it without thinking about the consequences of those risks. I suppose those are the three.